When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, I'm your host Elise, and welcome to This Day in History. It's March 22nd, and on this day in 1972, the Equal Rights Amendment was proposed and adopted by Congress. But 52 years later, why is it still not part of the U.S. Constitution? It was supposed to have been a major step forward for American women. On this day in 1972, the Equal Rights Amendment passed Congress. But before becoming the law of the land, the amendment, which would have prohibited discrimination on the basis of sex, still had a major hurdle to clear: ratification by 3/4 of U.S. states. Days later, Hawaii became the first state to ratify the ERA, and more than 30 other states followed suit. In the end, however, the amendment failed to reach the mandated threshold of 38 states by the congressionally imposed deadline. Surprising fact? After more than four decades of inactivity, Nevada, Illinois, and Virginia have all passed the ERA in recent years. However, since these votes came after the deadline and several other states have since rescinded their approval, the ERA's future remains in limbo. Also on this day in history, in 1895, the Lumiere brothers staged a public showing of the world's first motion picture. And in 1933, President Franklin D. Roosevelt legalized the sale of beer and wine after nearly 15 years of prohibition. Thanks for listening. That's all for Today in History. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you. And, of course, have a great day.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.